Welcome. Today we're discussing some game-changing advancements in Flutter app development. It's 2023, and things are moving fast.
Faster than a caffeinated hummingbird, right? I remember when Flutter was in beta, it was great even then, but now, it's like magic.
Exactly. It's all thanks to the rise of visual editing, specifically Flutterflow. Think drag-and-drop, WYSIWYG interfaces, but for building full-fledged, native iOS and Android apps. No more hand-coding every single widget.
Whoa, hold on. No-code and low-code tools often sound too good to be true. Don't they usually produce messy code that becomes a nightmare to maintain down the road?
That's a valid concern, and I was skeptical too. But Flutterflow is different. It generates clean, understandable Flutter code. You can even view the code it generates as you build. And if you do need custom functionality, you can absolutely add your own code.
Okay, color me intrigued. So what can you actually build with this?
Pretty much anything. Think full-stack mobile apps, complete with user authentication, real-time data using Firestore, the works. We're talking complex apps here, not just simple prototypes. The whole widget tree concept is streamlined, making UI building incredibly efficient.
Widgets, right? So you can just drag and drop buttons, text fields, all that jazz directly onto the canvas.
Yep. And then customize their properties, colors, padding, shadows, you name it, directly in the visual editor. Plus, you can add interactive elements like on-tap actions to trigger navigation, API calls, or even animations, all without writing a single line of code. Even state management is simplified with visual tools.
State management, that's usually the tricky part, right?
For sure. But Flutterflow makes it intuitive, whether it's global app state, page-specific state, or even state within individual custom components. It uses standard Flutter primitives under the hood, so you're not learning some proprietary system.
Okay, so it handles UI, state, and what about backend integration? What if I need to connect to a database or API?
Seamless integration with Firebase and Supabase is built in. You can even visually design your Firestore schema and validate it against your database. If you're not using Firebase, you can make API calls to any service using JSON path.
That's impressive. And what about actually deploying the app? Is it still a complicated process?
Nope. Flutterflow integrates with CodeMagic for one-click deployment to app stores. Plus, they offer a built-in preview mode, browser testing, and direct APK downloads for Android. Even push notifications, app permissions, and multilingual support are streamlined.
So, are you saying you could build a production-ready app entirely in Flutterflow?
Absolutely. While I'm using it for my own app, it's also fantastic for learning Flutter itself. You see the underlying code and how various patterns are implemented. The free tier is great for getting started, but even the paid version is worth it for the productivity boost and frictionless deployment. I'm genuinely excited about the future of Flutter app development with tools like this.
This is incredible. So long, boilerplate code.
That's right. Well, that's all for today's discussion on Flutterflow. Until next time, happy coding.
Goodbye.